Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Spirit of America party. Was that kind of a boisterous, that song? Did it get you all charged up? Did you feel a little rhythm? Best rhythm is Latin rhythm. Man, if you can't lose weight dancing a Latin, you're never going to lose weight. And what was my outrage today? Was it Governor Christie raising the drawbridge? Oh, man, I was totally unaware of what was going on. And see, Obama, you're not the only one that can say you don't know what's going on. Oh, we in trouble. We're in big trouble. The creme de la creme is sinking to the bottom of the cesspool. Oh, it's not going to affect his chances. It's not going to affect whose chances. What? Oh, these politicians are going to get elected. It's the people that are going to get cast to the wind. That's a Vince Guaraldi tune. If I find it, I'll play it for you. I couldn't remember the name of it. It just came back to me. Cast your fate to the wind. It was a nice sound. Cal Jada did a tribute to Vince Guaraldi. I'll have to find that. That's a pretty nice tune. So Chris Christie did an hour and 7 minutes today, and of course Mark Levin has been vindicated because he calls him Krispy Kreme, and he calls him a rhino, and he's a very shrewd politician. I would like to talk to Miss Kelly, No Grace Kelly. How could you send out an email? It says it's time for Teaneck to have a traffic problem. Now, who did she tell that to? She had to give orders to somebody in the Port Authority, right? Somebody had to send those guys out to put the sugar cones down. By the way, two of those cones, the first two cones when you come off the bridge, they belong to Madonna. Yeah, oh man, are we in trouble? We're country going apart. Yeah, starting in Colorado. I had a thought for today. Will the troops at Fort Carson, will they be able to buy weed on a post? Huh? Before the Secretary of Defense closes the PXs and puts all those wives of GIs that are fighting in Afghanistan out of work? Yeah, that's the way to help people get along. And the other news today is that the Iranians are putting pressure on Bahrain, and they're calling King Khalifa, Fahad al-Khalifa, I think his name is, they're calling him an imposter, and he's comes from a family of Kuwait pirates. Oh, it must have been great at one time to be a sheikh, but... too much, man. Too much. But Bahrain is a target of the Iranians. And you know why Bahrain is a target? Bahrain is a target. First off, you got to know something about Bahrain. When Lebanon fell, Bahrain tried to pick up the banking industry that was crushed in Lebanon. They did some, but I don't think they really mastered what the Lebanese had. Lebanon was once known as the Paris of the Middle East. And, of course, the Allahu Akbar boys, they put an end to that real quick. And you can go anywhere in the world, and if you're coming out of an airport and there's a guy working behind the counter, there's a good chance he's Lebanese, probably Lebanese Christian, because that's who they really got rid of. Yeah, there's a little jihad against Christians. But here, the Muslims aren't practicing jihad against the Christians. These are the peaceful Muslims. We only got the peaceful ones. Yeah, we're in trouble, man. We're in trouble. Are they selling weed at the Fort Carson, Colorado? Does anybody know the answer to that? Yeah, I did a blog about... Oh, let me go back to Bahrain. The Khalifa family has ruled there since probably late 1800s, and they are Sunni, or Sunni, depending if you're talking to a Muslim, an Arab, I shouldn't say Muslim, an Arab, or you're talking to an American. The Arabs call them Sunni. And the majority of the population, I was very impressed with Bahrain because it was the only country that didn't have oil. They had oil well number one, and it ran out of oil in 1938. They depend a lot on international business visitors who prefer to hole up in Bahrain than go to a dry country. Because in Bahrain, if you stay in a hotel, just like now in the UAE, you can get alcohol. As a matter of fact, I'll never forget my first visit into a Bahrain. I walked into a bar, and there was a Saudi in a dish dasher and a gutra, the headdress, and he was watching TV at the bar, and he was drinking a beer. I said, I never left New York. Here they are. Everybody's having a beer, watching a ball game. But he was probably watching a soccer game. But the Saudis love Bahrain because they can go there and they can drink siddiqui. that Siddiqui, you know, they have, the Saudis have their own moonshine. It's called Siddiqui. They make it just like the boys in the hills make it. And Siddiqui in Arabic means my friend. Not compared to a woman's statement when she says she's getting her friend. They're two different things. But the Arabs will come, the Saudis will come, and they will hole up at the hotels. They bring their whole family. They put the kids in the room, and they go down to the bar, smoke and drink. And so Bahrain has a reputation of being very friendly. As a matter of fact, I was leaving a night to fly to Kuwait, and a young Kuwaiti had gotten drunk, and he threw up in the while he was sitting in the seat of the plane before takeoff, and they had to drag him out of the plane, and then the plane was held up while they went and found his luggage, because it could be a ruse that he faked being drunk so he could leave a bomb on the plane. And so I was glad they found his luggage, and we had a safe flight. And I don't know if he ever flew in Saudi Airlines or Kuwait Airlines. I remember one trip, I think it was out of Saudi. The plane is running down the runway, and it's a very rough runway, tarmac, and the plane is bumping and jumping, and the plane is taking off, and all of a sudden this screen drops down, and a picture of Mecca comes on, and a guy starts praying, the call to prayer. And I say, well, listen, I hope this is the right religion and this plane gets to where it's going. And it was very interesting. And as soon as the plane was in the air, this is no lie, the smoking lamp went out. No smoking lamp went out, and it was okay to smoke. Inside of 2 minutes, a giant fog rose from the floor of the plane to the ceiling. Everybody was smoking because they were nervous from the takeoff. And I saw a blog one time from some Iranian guys, and they were talking about a situation. Welcome to Iran Airlines. Today we die for Allah. Yeah. That's great, isn't it? Imagine hearing that on the plane. Some Americans heard that. We won't go into that. But anyway, so Bahrain is, they're hardworking people because they have no oil, so they got to get up and go to work in the morning. They don't drive Cadillacs and Chevy Caprices. They all drive little Toyotas because gas is expensive. Yeah, in Kuwait it was 11 cents a gallon when I was there. And you want to know something? It was 11 cents a gallon, but the telephone was free. There was no charge for the telephone. And you could go anywhere to any store and demand to use the telephone. So the gas was 11 cents a gallon. Electricity was free because it was a byproduct of what they're burning off. And they would, I guess, you know, they convert it and they generate electricity. So that was free, and the phone was free. And if you were Kuwaiti and you had a baby, you got 15 grand. Yeah, a nice little present. Oh, if you just got married, you got 150 grand. Yeah, every kid, you got 15 grand. Well, you could really clean up if you had four wives, huh? Well, anyway, the Iranians want to get rid of the ruler of Bahrain because the majority is Shia. And, you know, that is the headquarters of the U.S. Navy fleet in Bahrain. So that's another reason why they want to get rid of it. Now, if they depose that Sheikh Khalifa, they could very well take over the government and tell the U.S. Navy, get out, which would be a terrible thing. But I think before that happens, Bahrain, the Sunnah all stick together, and Bahrain depends a lot on Saudi Arabia for its livelihood. I think you would see sortie troops in there in an hour, and that would be the end of the Shia. They would disappear. They would be taken back into Saudi Arabia and disappear in the desert. You got to remember, this is the religion that started the Shia religion by killing, Mohammed's grandson or Mohammed's nephew, Ali. So if they can get rid of a relative of Mohammed, they can get rid of all the Shia in Bahrain. You don't think that could happen, right? No, you live in the land of the free, right? Yeah. Except if you are under scrutiny by the Justice Department, the Department of Jihad Justice. Okay, so I just gave you a little clue on what's taking place in the Middle East. Oh, by the way, this communist president, he lost the entire Middle East. I'm seeing that people are asking the question now, how are we doing in the Middle East? Do you want to know how you're doing? You lost it. You lost it all. The last guy that's holding out is King Hussein of Jordan. Or is his name Abdullah? I'm not sure. I know his father was Hussein. But he's in trouble. And, of course, now with the American umbrella gone, they're all in trouble, and they know it. And I think Vladimir Putin even threatened to nuke Saudi Arabia, but that's only through the grapevine, you know. Our press wouldn't tell us that. If you want to, you got to go to the British press if you want to get any news about what's going on in the Middle East. And what happened? Something took place, and nobody knew about it. Oh, it slips my mind. Okay, I'm going to give you as time goes by.
This day and age we're living in gives cause for apprehension. With speed and new invention and things like third dimension, you must remember this. A kiss is still a kiss. A sigh is just a sigh. The fundamental things apply as time goes by.
Resistance. Is Al-Qaeda winning the war in the Middle East? Just what I said, right? Is Al-Qaeda winning the war in the Middle East? They won it, man. Their flag flies over Fallujah. How's that? How would you like to have lost your son in Fallujah and found out that Obama gave it away as if it didn't matter?
Well, we couldn't stay there. We had to pull out, but we didn't have to pull out the way he pulled us out. And now, if he had done that bad in Iraq, imagine what he's going to do in Afghanistan. Every Taliban, every Hezbollah, every Hamas that can muster an airline ticket is coming to Afghanistan for the final run out and kill the Americans and film it on the way out as the great Muslim victory that Obama has given them. Here's a notice. Sheila Jackson Lee says, don't call it welfare, call it transitional living fund. Yes. And killing babies, you can call the final solution. Yeah, a fancy name. I like that. You know what? These are the people that are going to cordon off at the villages in Florida and gas everybody, and they'll call it saving Social Security. Youth Misery Index, the worst under Obama. Well, get used to it, boys, because it's just the beginning. Of four illegals fail, three of four illegals fail the written driver's test. You know what? As Savage mentioned the other night, they can't even read or write in their own language. I say everybody gets Rosetta Stone. Put an end to that multicultural horse crap. American, that's it. No hyphenated Americans. Americans only. You're either an American or you're a POS. Yeah. 100 government retirees collect millions in disability scam. No kidding. You know, the bigger the treasury, the quicker it gets emptied. Yeah. Unbelievable, man. And I got to tell you, I heard somebody on Fox 5 tonight, I think it was, what's her name, Dana Farina. Please do not use the phrase blood and treasure. No, there's no comparison to blood and treasure. Are you telling, the national treasure of any mother is her son. Oh, we spend too much on blood and treasure. What does that mean? It's not that. It's what every mother has lost her national treasure. And Obama uses them up like they're handy wipes. Marijuana laws expose double standard on states' rights. I told you about that. I made a statement that everybody who ever OD'd started with weed. And a guy challenged me. He says, you don't know what you're talking about. You don't have your facts. I have two friends who died from overdoses, and they never smoked marijuana. I said, oh, you're a pioneer. Two friends who died of overdoses. Unbelievable. New York City mayor gives us a frightening glimpse into America's future. I got a call from Jimmy from Brooklyn. He tells me that this the guy who has appointed, they got his picture, and it says back in the USSR with a big hammer and sickle. He appointed a woman to head the city council, and she denounced the United States at the UN, and she defended the shootdown of Vietnam veterans in a small plane doing Operation Rescue, finding people in tire tubes out in the Caribbean, and calling their location in so the Coast Guard could pick them up, especially if they were in trouble. So Fidel Castro sent a fighter jet and blew them out of the sky, and this woman defended it. Now she defended them. Now she is the head of the city council. Do you support Obama's performance, job performance right here? I've done it so many times I can't do it anymore. Bill de Blasio represents the direction in which every Democrat wants to head. They call it progressive. You know what? The Republicans are very, very gun-shy. They will not say the word communist. They'll say liberal. They'll say progressive. They'll even say Marxist. But they won't say the word communist. You know why? Because the communists did such a good job of destroying the image of the only communist fighter in the country, Joe McCarthy. They burned him so bad that every church mouse American won't say the word communist. But it's the truth. Was Rolling Stone the magazine that got General McChrystal? I think it was Rolling Stone magazine. He was interviewed in a bar in Paris, and he was talking barracks talk. And the reporter for Rolling Stone quoted him as calling Joe Biden, Joe Bite Me. And then the left all said, this is our time to take another combat officer off the front line and replace him with a Sissy Mary. And so they accused McChrystal of insubordination. And he had no respect for the commander-in-chief. Well, the commander-in-chief had no respect for the troops. He left four to die in Benghazi. And to this day, nobody knows what he was doing that night. Was he smoking weed? Was he in Colorado getting baptized? So when I said I would take dead aim at the Tale of Two Cities, I meant it, and we will do it. I will honor the faith and trust you have placed in me, and we will give life to the hope of so many in our city. We will succeed as one city. Please remember, we do not ask more of the wealthy and to punish success. We do it to create more success stories. Commissar Bill de Blasio. Somebody said that's not his real name. I don't know. And this guy said, de Blasio represents the direction in which every Democrat wants to head. They call it progressive, but in all actuality, it's regressive. Their agenda is to create a purely Marxist society. Just remember, in any communist regime, the man on the top is the richest. Never forget that, because when you're being executed, your tax money will be going to the man on the top. They do eliminate their competition with a bullet. Their agenda is to create a purely Marxist society in which everything is owned by everyone and the government acts as mother to all. In fact, in an article for Rolling Stone called Five Economic Reforms Millennials Should Be Fighting For, Jesse Myerson says, imagine a world where people could contribute the skills that inspire them. In Russia, a cardiologist makes the same money as the guy that sweeps the floor. Oh, what an incentive to be in cardiology. That's why they all escaped to here. Where are they? They're in the hospitals, aren't they? Huh? A cardiologist in Russia today is probably a sonogram giver here in an American hospital, and he's living like a king compared to where he was, you know, working in Chernobyl. Rather than telemarketing or whatever other stupid tasks bosses need done to supplement their millions. Sounds nice, doesn't it? Well, urban teaching, tutoring, urban farming, cleaning up the environment, painting murals, rather than telemarketing. Yeah, painting murals. Yeah, I could see them now. The worker. We're in trouble, man. We're in big trouble. We're the only nation that will be remembered in history as the nation that destroyed itself. And you know what's doing it? Morality. We're all pigs in a blanket. So here's the opposition that had some comments. Who will pick up the trash or work in the sewers in the brave new utopia of these boneheads? The reason society has always organized as it has is simply because it works. When a job needs to be done, someone with enough funds fills that need and hires others to help him. In the Marxist vision that glorifies freedom for workers, the most glaring omission is reality, and they get free weed. You're going to get free, everybody's going to get free weed. We'll give anything to get elected and stay in power. What do you want, Coke? You get free Coke. What do you want? You want crystal meth? Oh, don't worry about it. We're going to legalize that next week. These people need to read Dr. Zhivago, Communism Leads to Government Coercion at Every Level. Bribery doesn't go away no matter who's in charge. I am happy that New York is going down this road. Americans need a show-me lesson. Another guy says, there wasn't a worthy candidate on the ballot for New York City mayor, and after the primaries, de Blasio was inexplicably still standing. And surprise, surprise, he wins in a landslide victory in a city of landsliding Democrats, very few of which have the political savvy or sense to do anything but pull a Democratic lever at the polls. They're not Democrats anymore, my friends. They're communists. Whether they know it or not, they're communists. The Democrat Party has moved over to the Rhino Party. It will be a costly lesson to learn as de Blasio spends the city into oblivion. Yeah, well, I hope he goes after Wall Street. I hope he crushes Wall Street and let their flower grow somewhere out in North Dakota where the moneymakers are. Yeah, Wall Street can... you know what I got a kick out of? They chased Mobil Oil out of New York. Chuck Schumer said they weren't paying enough, so he put the squeeze on them. So they called up the governor of Virginia, says, you got any room for us down there? He said, sure, come on down. Right? So they all went to Virginia. And Chuck wanted to tax them on the way out. They gave Chuck the finger. Yeah. If Chuck does the same thing to Wall Street, they'll all be down in Virginia. And then you can come to the ghost town, and instead of paying $4,000 for a studio with a bed if you're lucky, in a rat hole apartment that used to cost $6 in the 1910, yeah. And I've been in them, and I've seen them, and what they've done is they've taken one apartment and they bricked it up, so there's two apartments. It's unbelievable. Your closet is your toilet. Yeah, you open the door, you're into three rooms. You're into the bedroom, you're into the kitchen, and to the bathroom. One step away from each one. Imagine, and people are paying $2,500 to $3,000. You know, remember the Occupy Wall Street? And everybody was wondering, you know, they're laying down there in the gutter and in the tents, and they're down there for weeks. How do they clean up? You know how they clean up? They have $3,000 apartments. They go up and take a shower, come back down and play poor. Oh, my brother's right around the block here. He's got a $6,000 a month apartment. Yes, we're fighting for the poor. But just this week, until they legalize weed, then we're going on unemployment. Imagine a world where people can contribute their skills that inspire them. Teaching, tutoring, urban farming, cleaning up the environment, painting murals rather than telemarketing, or whatever stupid tasks need done to supplement their millions. Sounds nice, doesn't it? The most stunted statement I have ever seen on the internet. Imagine a world with no liberals. It's easy if you try. Imagine a world and a guy's pointing a gun. Oh, they got a picture of Obama with an Edwin hat. You wouldn't know who he is. He was a burlesque comedian and a big cigar and a big bow tie. America is a great country for me to poop on. Yeah, he's a great poop on communist. Now New York City rates are right up there with San Francisco and other California cities who must have some of the most ignorant and stupid people there are. Otherwise, how did this idiot to become mayor? Hey, Jimmy from Brooklyn once asked me, how many guys you think were in the mafia in the whole country? I said, I don't know, I have no idea. He says, 8,000. He says, how many communists you think are on the Lower East Side? I says, I have no idea. He says, 800,000. And that's how it happened. Yeah, now that's funny. L.A., San Francisco, and New York City are three of the most expensive cities in the country. So, most of Hollywood and actors live in these places, and many aren't too bright, in my opinion. Making more money doesn't always equate to being smart. Oh, they believe when the revolution comes and the communists win that they'll still be able to keep their paycheck because they supported communism, and communism would never double-cross them. Yeah. Manhattan is the center of the universe and the masters of the universe live here. L.A. and S.F. are where everything happens outside of the East Coast. Supply and demand are the reason for the high prices. Yeah, yippee. Now, that's funny. The S-bag liberal homo troll blob who is stupid enough to believe everything his god and master Obama says thinks everybody actually cares what he says, and the guy has his picture up there and it's howdy doody conservative. Please don't feed the trolls. There are two settings that Marxist communism will work. One, a hypothetical fantasy world, one where you do not have to prove anything from math to success. The second setting is where everybody involved in the society joins on their free will and agrees to be of equal wealth as everyone else. And the only example I can give you there is a religious commune, often vows of poverty are taken, where people fear a power greater than their fellow man. Ironically, communism hates religion. They want people to believe and worship in the government, not a god that they cannot control. Very true. And I think it was Marx or Lenin who said, religion is the opiate of the masses. Instead, we will give them real opiates. And we're starting in Colorado. Yes, with the trench coat potheads. You know, people are already talking about moving to Colorado just to get the weed. And I tell them it's free. And when they get there, they can apply for welfare. Unbelievable. Supreme Court are told to violate Catholics' faith by Obama. Obama the merciless. This guy is a bird flipper. And speaking of bird flipping, this morning as I turned on my TV to begin my day, I went to Imus in the morning, and he had two guests on. He had the Raging Cajun and his wife, Mary Madeline. And I just turned it on. I haven't even opened my eyes to reach for the coffee. And I hear Imus saying, he's talking about Clinton, and he says, live on TV, he was getting a blowjob in the Oval Office. And I looked at the face of Madeline, the Raging Cajun's wife, and Mary Madeline, and I could see a cringe. And this guy, I said, you know, I remember when they first said ass on TV. I remember because I flipped all the channels inside of 1 minute. Everybody was using the word ass. Never before heard, but somebody injected it in a TV show, and the next minute they all picked it up. And then piss. I'm pissed off. When did you ever hear that when you were growing up on TV? Now they're talking about BJs. They couldn't even be discreet about it. I call them LBJs. Yeah. Lower ball joints. Yeah, they're on your car. If you change, look in the front wheels, you'll see them. Unbelievable, man. And I call it the Oral Office, not the Oval Office. But we are on the way to hell, man. Everybody's going. Everybody's following the leader.
You saw me standing alone without a dream in my heart.
Dang it, dang, dang, ding it, dong.
Blue moon, you knew just what I was there for. You heard me saying a prayer for someone I really didn't care for. And then they suddenly disappeared before me. The only one my arms would ever hold.
Here's the big headline, Iraq's ambassador to Washington. This is from the Washington Times. Says the Obama administration doesn't fully grasp the consequences of failing to more aggressively combat a surging al-Qaeda threat inside his country. I predicted the day we first arrived in Iraq that one day the country will turn to another dictator just like Saddam. And now this Iraqi ambassador wants us to fight for Iran against Saudi Arabia because that's who al-Qaeda is. Al-Qaeda is Saudi Arabia. And isn't it nice? Right, we offered to leave troops there, and he said, "Get the F out." Now he's saying, "Why did you leave? Who's going to fight Saudi Arabia? The Iranians won't come here and fight. Our allies, the Iranians, who we made all the oil deals with, Iraq is now getting what it deserves. You get what you ask for." The administration, do I blame Obama? Yeah, I blame Obama. I'm sure he was insulted when the Iraqis spit on his shoes. And I'm sure he said, if that's the way you want to be, well, I'll fix you. I'll fix you like I'm fixing the Tea Party. Yeah, I don't know anything about that. You ever notice, like, Christie now got caught raising the drawbridge into New Jersey. The best one was when Hillary Clinton got caught. She got caught because her brother got caught. Her brother got caught with $450,000 in Vignali drug money. Now, you know the Vignalis didn't give it to her jerky brother. He was only the bag man, like Eric Holder was the bag man for Mark Rich. Mark Rich, who was put in jail by Rudy Giuliani and convicted of trading with the Iranians. And Eric Holder put together the pardon package and shuffled the money back and forth. This is alleged. Everything is alleged that I say. Just remember that. When you listen to my show, everything is alleged. But yeah, notice everybody clears the air when they make accusations. Oh, they won't call anybody a liar. They'll say he extended the truth. They won't say liar. You ever see them in Congress when they're sucking up to one another? My esteemed colleague on the other side of the aisle. Yeah, how about you tell it like it is? That ugly mother Fletcher over there. Yeah. Oh, no, we can't do that. My son wants to bring back dueling. He says all these politicians should be allowed to duel. That would shut them up real quick. So Iraq is suffering from an assault by al-Qaeda, which is a Sunni-backed. And you got to remember, that's what's going on today. You've got Sunni fighting Shia. And if you think that al-Qaeda hates the infidel, they hate the Shia more. They hate them more. I forget which religion it was, but they wiped out a whole village of Muslims. Fellow Muslims wiped out the whole village, and they left the bodies in this to be eaten by dogs. They wouldn't even give them a Muslim funeral. These people are very vicious. They come from the 7th century. They're using the same tactics. They practice cutting throats on sheep and camels. So, having said that, National Security Council spokeswoman Bernadette Meehan told The Times in an email, "We are committed to partnering with the government of Iraq to build their capacity to fight terrorism." Yes, what would you like, a dozen eggs? Would you like a drone? Would you like a drone? And I hear tonight that a drone went down. I don't know why, how it had three guys in it, but yeah, three Americans were killed today in a small plane, a mishap. It wasn't by enemy fire, though. No, I think it was a bad driving. Yeah, man. They don't want to pay the combat pay. Oh, no, they don't qualify for combat pay. They were in the air. They didn't have their feet on the ground. Man, I tell you, we're in trouble. Authorities say militants killed 12 government soldiers during an attack on Iraqi army barracks north of Baghdad Wednesday, according to a report by the Associated Press. To all those guys who fought in Fallujah, and I know it was mostly Marines, I believe, I thank you for your service 100 times, because I know that you had to go in there, and then the State Department made you come back when you were halfway through. And Al-Qaeda filled all of the holes that you had made. And then you had to go back in and do the whole city again. If I was your commander, I would George Patton that whole city. I would have given the women and children 20 minutes to get out, and then the rest of it would have been, oil dry. Yeah, that's it, man. I wouldn't waste one American life. And I'm looking at these GIs, you know, you see all the ads for Wounded Warrior and, you know, support the Wounded Warrior program and Wounded Warrior Project. They're in Jacksonville, Florida. And I said to my wife, I just hope that the head of that thing is not making a Red Cross a salary. The head of the Red Cross makes $850,000 a year. That's a lot of money being siphoned off. You know, the nickels and dimes of little kids. You know what the Salvation Army chief gets? $24,000 a year. How's that? You know what nuns get? They get nothing. They take a vow of poverty. They don't even get a paycheck. Do you know that they don't qualify for Social Security because they never had an income? I saw a nun one day asking for a shawl, and these communist bastards ridicule them, Hollywood mocks them, and millions of Americans of all colors have been coddled and loved by nuns. Nuns who are the brides of Christ, nuns who give up everything to serve, and these communist bastards mock them. Hollywood mocks them. Slime like Madonna mocks them. Comedians mock them. But Hollywood is the worst, because Hollywood wants everybody to worship the golden calf. This one's got a lot of comments. Let me see what this one's all about. Oh, this is the one, Iraqi ambassador. You want to hear what the boys are saying? I'm very leery of anything that has comments. I check the first five comments because usually, like on the Huffington Post, if you check their propaganda, usually the first five comments are all pro-communist. You may find the guy that's still on the Huffington Post comments. Section. This is from George Washington, 1787. Obama's leadership style, leading from behind, has now come back to bite him in the rear end. Everything Obama has touched has failed the past 5 years. Our allies no longer trust us, amen. And our enemies no longer fear us. Putin laughs. If Putin came to the United States tomorrow and said, I'm running for the president, the office of the president, and my campaign slogan is going to be, I'm less of a communist than the other guy, he would get elected. Obama created this disaster because he had no strategy. He had a strategy. He is not dumb. Everything he does is deliberate, and he's flipping the bird. Yesterday, he flipped the bird on the U.S. Marine Corps when he made two Marines hold umbrellas. That was an inside joke. I picture the people behind the French doors all nutting up and laughing as those two Marines held those umbrellas. And when he gets off the helicopter, he flips the bird to the Marine, gives him a half-ass salute, you know, like you're in the way. Yeah, we know. And now he's going after the cops. Now he's going after the cops. And I'm glad. I hope he goes after the military. I hope he goes after the cops, because they're going to be the first ones to come after him. Yeah, with the encouragement of the people. We now know that Obama has allowed Iran to get a nuclear capability, and the Middle East has been a disaster from everything Obama has done. I got news for you. He's not only lost the Middle East, he's working on losing the Far East. Do you think Japan trusts Obama? Japan, in their constitution, wrote no nukes, and they counted on the U.S. nuclear umbrella to protect them. They can't count on that tomorrow. No. No, and China is rattling the saber. Now, if you know anything about Japan, they are the masters of the first strike, and they like to sink navies. They sunk the Russian fleet at Port Arthur, and you know what they did at Pearl Harbor. And that they believe in the first strike, and I guarantee you, and very soon, the samurai swords are coming out, the word kamikaze is going to be spoken again, and they're going to start to develop nukes for their own protection. And that's all thanks to Obama, because he neutered the military. Marines, if you told Chesty Puller that Marines can't do pull-ups, he would shoot you. If George Patton walked into the Pentagon, he would kill everybody that's in there. All you would hear would be slaps, screams, and people jumping, shots and people jumping out of windows. I call it the Pentagon. When they got hit, they couldn't even defend the number one post of defense, the Pentagon. They couldn't defend it from one plane. They didn't have a missile. They didn't even have a stinger, not one stinger. I joke. I say they should get a sign, this building protected by ADT. I think I fear Obama like I fear a wet noodle. How's it working out for you? Obama just finished off a $4 million vacation that you helped pay for. My friends, get your money back. Ask for a refund. You're not getting your money's worth from your government. There's too much government and too much money being wasted. I say that when they go to work, they should all wear pirate outfits, because they're looting the treasury. Why a union? You know, I just read that the State Department has a union, and they couldn't get rid of communists in the 50s in the State Department because they were in a union. Unbelievable. Low info is code word for low IQ. Obama voters, you're like a hungry dog. Wave the food in front of you, their nose, and they'll do whatever trick you want. Oh, I love this. That guy, he typed that in uppercase. And the woman underneath said, please stop screaming. Uppercase posts are disconcerting. Who made that rule up? And he came back. He goes, really? I find my country run by a Marxist socialist hack worse. Yeah, this is all part of PC practicality. There's somebody, as soon as we went to the internet, somebody said, okay, Caps is shouting. Caps is not shouting. Somebody made that up to get you in line. You're not allowed to use caps. That's the rule. Who made up the rule? It's none of your business. Why don't you practice a moment of silence, Christian? A moment of silence is not a moment of prayer. A moment of silence is a muzzle on a patriot. You call Jesus' name out loud, and you ask for his help. And you thank him for that fact that you're still alive in a country that's going down the tubes. Obama, and this is from Giant Clam, Obama and his monkey have spent more than $1.5 billion of our money on their own personal lavish vacations so far. Don't forget the kids' vacations to cartel hotspots every spring. I'll tell you what it is. Obama won the lotto, and he's spending it as fast as he took it in. He came in with $3 million. See how much he goes out with. And I bet you he looks at Clinton's W-2 form, W-2 slip, and says, if Clinton can do it, I can do it. What's Clinton up to, $700 million? Obama and his Wookiee acting like they are groids. I don't know what that means. Let's see if we can. $2 trillion so far has been wasted in Iraq, but absolutely no WMDs. You know what? Mr. Outpost, you weren't in New York on 9-1-1. You didn't have to dig for the bodies of brothers and uncles. You were nowhere to be found. You were under the bed the night of 9-1-1. And if George Bush thought there were nuclear weapons there and he decided to send in his own inspection team, I'd back him up 1,000%. So don't tell me about blood and treasure because you spend neither. Yeah. The WMDs were moved, and that's the truth. If you were sitting that night after watching your country, the entire nation, shut down, not a plane in the sky. Everything was shut down from Europe to the United States, from the Far East to the United States. You couldn't get in here. We didn't know if there were 4 planes or there were 100 planes. We didn't know what Osama was going to do next. We didn't know if there was a nuke on the way. We had no idea. So don't tell me. And you want to know where Osama's weapons of mass destruction are? They're in Syria. Bashar al-Assad is a member of the Ba'ath Party, as is Saddam Hussein. And that's where his weapons of mass destruction went. You want to know where his jet fighters, top of the line, went? They went to Iran. He gave them to a country where he killed 1 million Iranians rather than let the Americans destroy them. You don't think he had weapons of mass destruction? Did you see the pictures of the troops on the line in 110, 120-degree weather? Wearing chemical warfare suits, showering inside them because they were sweating so much, breathing twice as heavy because every step they took was an effort. You think those guys would have gone? Do you know how many body bags were sent? 10,000. That's one guy loading out of Bayonne, New Jersey. 10,000 body bags. So you think about that. And those are the same people that say Bush Sr. didn't go far enough. He should have went to Baghdad. And then they said that Bush Jr. didn't go far enough. It went too far. Yeah, they're the porridge people. My porridge is too hot. Yeah, I'm from Crawford, Texas. It was a real difficult and expensive gig with what with the built-in housing for Secret Service in a rural setting. Unbelievable. Spoiled nation. We're a nation of spoiled children. And one day, somebody's going to take it all away from you and tell you it's for your own good. Yeah, it's really sad. Country is divided. One of the biggest accomplishments of Obama bin Laden was to divide the country. And here's a guy who, somebody that knows... Yes, Kennedy tried to disarm Americans through the UN in his first month in office. It's a pet agenda of the Democrats. And this guy has listed all the Democrats, the senators who voted for it. Senators that voted for disarmament of American citizens in 2013. and give your rights to the UN. Baldwin in Wisconsin. Baucus in Montana. Bennett from Colorado. Blumenthal. Do you know Blumenthal is worth $100 million? He's the guy that said he was a Marine, Vietnam combat veteran, and he lied. So the people of Connecticut, you know what they did? They made him a senator. See, if you lie, you get to be kicked upstairs. Now, Barbara Boxer, she voted to burn the flag 40 days before 9/11. A guy named Brown in California. Maria Cantwell in Washington State, she voted to burn the flag. Cardin from Maryland voted to burn the flag. Karp from Delaware, he voted to burn the flag. A guy named Casey, I don't know. Coons, I don't know. Cowan, I don't know. Durbin voted to burn the flag. Feinstein, she didn't vote to burn the flag. She was the only Democrat that didn't vote to burn the flag. Al Franken, he wasn't there when that vote was called. He's no good. He's a commo. Gillibrand from New York, no good. Harkin, he voted to burn the flag. Hirono from Iowa, don't know him. But these are all voting for disarming the Americans. Anybody that wants to take your guns away intends to kill you. Johnson from South Dakota. South Dakota, you don't need this guy. You got too much pride. Kane from Virginia. King from Maine. Klobuchar from Minnesota. Mary Landrieu voted to burn the flag. All the flag burners I'm telling you about all vote to kill kids. Leahy, he's a flag burner and a baby killer. Levin, baby killer and a flag burner. McCaskill, I think she voted to burn the flag. Menendez, that's Honey Bob. He's the one that likes little girls. But he's been proved innocent beyond a shadow of a doubt. And the four missing girls. Yeah, this guy is dirty. He's dirty. My dog doesn't like him. Yeah, Merkley from Oregon. Mikulski, she's a flag burner and a baby killer. Patty Murray, she's a flag burner and a baby killer. Nelson is the worst. Nelson is the one. He's from Florida. I got a picture of him with Bashar al-Assad. I got a picture of Dennis Kucinich with Bashar al-Assad. And I got a picture of Nancy Pelosi with Bashar al-Assad. Nelson votes to burn the flag, and he votes to kill kids, and he even goes one better. He blocked the door to Terri Schiavo so they could pull her feeding tube out. Along with Spaghetti Head, Wasserman Schultz. Reed is from Rhode Island. He voted to burn the flag. Reed from Nevada, I'm not sure. Rockefeller from West Virginia, he's retiring. He voted to burn the flag. Sanders, I'm not sure. Schumer voted to burn the flag. Schatz, Shaheen, not sure. Debbie Stabenow, definitely voted to burn the flag. Udall from Colorado, all the Udalls all vote to burn the flags. It must be a family tradition. Warner from Virginia, the other Warner that he replaced voted to burn the flag. Big Navy officer votes to burn the flag and kill kids. And Wyden from Oregon. Those are people that want the UN to run this country. The Democrat Party, you see how many Democrats are there? 46 senators. That's the majority in the Senate. And they're voting to take your guns away because they intend to put the shackles around you. If they don't get you on the dope, they'll get you on the gun seizure. Yeah. And that's why they want you to have weed, because they want you to be nodding off when they come for you. Oh, they won't get me. I'll be ready. Do you have any more of that stuff? Yeah, we're in trouble. We're in trouble. We lost our country, and we're never getting it back. Oh, you can't say that. Oh, yes, I can. I can say anything I want. I have rights. And believe that, I'll tell you another one. We used to have rights. We've lost so much, we have no idea. What are we going to do, Mommy? I have lost my website. I have to go back in. Oh, I almost had it. They're killing me. That's what they're doing. They're killing me. My kids are afraid that the CIA is... They never saw a telephone workers on a pole on a Sunday. So they think I'm in trouble. I'm starting to hate AOL. They hide all my windows. I don't know what I'm going to do. Who's got the best... Who's got the best service? Everybody tells me to get rid of AOL. I like it because I'm married to my AOL email. And I got to go to my studio here. Welcome back, you jerk. Let's see here. What do we give you? I got to give you something good. You've been waiting so long listening to all this crap. We did Blue Moon. Oh, you want to get religious? Oh, this one will get you. This one will really get you. Just when the communists think they got rid of Christmas, I turn up.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas. Just like the ones I used to know, where those treetops listen and children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow, the snow. So then I am dreaming of a white Christmas. Christmas card I write, may your days, be merry and bright. And may all your Christmases be white.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like
a guy that got in trouble with his girlfriend?
What's up, you guys?
You know what hurt that I heard recently? You know, here we are, you know, our only democratic ally in the Middle East is Israel. And here we are, you know, doing everything we can in our power to make sure that they never suffer a second Holocaust. And then I find out that they just announced that Israel will begin giving free abortions for women from 21 to 31. And I said, Abraham promised, God promised Abraham that his descendants would be as numerous as the stars in the sky. And here they are. They're no better than Americans who kill 4,700 babies a day. So my heart really bleeds for Israel. Oh, I thought we were going to do something. Oh, here it is.
Oh, Lord, believe of peace.